What Feeling Podcast.
The funniest episode we've ever done.
That's true. Welcome to the show. Today's episode is the funniest.
We have Adam in the studio with us today.
Woo! Oh, that's loud.
That's really,
really loud.
Poorly planned.
That's a little better.
If you could say one thing about him, that'd be it.
Oh, I forgot that I put in the full song. And only one person is here to say something about me.
Thrilled about it. That's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, no, man, there's so much to be said of you, but if there was one thing to say about you, that...
We also have Anthony here. Anthony J. Sanders. There's enough ways to twist him up that you might call him a little sweetheart.
That's huge for me.
Did I ever talk about on the podcast my thought of, like, you know how when you eat shrimp, they're all twisted up?
Sure.
Imagine if a giant monster ate you and you were like, it like folded you in half. Like it got like shoulder and thigh in one bite, just right through both of them.
That would be, I think I'd let out a little titter before I died, but I don't know how cognizant.
A little titter?
I'd be during the process.
It's just fucking disgusting. To think of my like chest guts and leg guts being mixed up by this monster's
teeth.
It's
really, really fun.
And then it is one of the funniest things we've ever done on this pod. Oh my God, it's Evan!
We got Adam on this show!
We're doing
He's
Evan...
crazy and full of tricks. Oh shit, the mic is weird.
You do the mic cable. If you, we're doing the funniest episode.
Cool, good thing I'm here then.
Yeah, do you have to leave?
Bring this one home. No, I just got here.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to be on the podcast?
I don't want to fuck up the funny part.
We just got here.
Yeah.
We just started, man. Success? We're 2 minutes in.
I could do that.
Let's talk for a little bit while Evan gets his shit together.
Okay. We also need to set up the mixer and stuff. So maybe we should just do that.
Oh, really?
It'll be really funny. He's at a basketball game.
He's at a Bulls game.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Monroe had an extra ticket.
No, yeah, listeners, guess what? Guess why Johnny's not here? You already know that answer.
Yeah. He's playing a Bulls game.
He's courtside.
What I'm trying to say is he's a matador. And what I'm trying to say... What I try to say...
That's funny.
Is that when it comes to bullfighting, it's a Bulls game.
And that is hysterical.
I bet I inspired it when I won that basketball game a lot today.
Can we hear him at all?
Yeah, I held my mic up to him. Yeah. Tell him about the Facebook.
You can say what I just said for me.
Okay. I wanna on Facebook chat. This is cool.
We saw a very bizarre entanglement.
You can play basketball in the Facebook chat now on your phone. And
it's sick.
I did really good at it.
Johnny was criticizing the quality of the game.
I was like,
well, oh yeah, how often are you playing basketball on Messenger, my dude? To the point where that's something you're mad about the quality of.
I was sad because it wouldn't work on my version of Messenger. I think I need to update.
Oh, no.
I was tapping everything. I thought maybe you were pranking me.
No.
All I saw is Anthony posted a picture of said he got like 8 points. There was a picture of a basketball. And then Anthony said, tap to play.
Tap to play.
It wasn't like a part of the picture. Anthony said, tap to play. So I was just like tapping everything on my screen and nothing was playing basketball. But anyway, we're going to be back in a few minutes while we set up the capacity for Evan to be funny for you. Welcome to the... Hope you enjoy the funniest episode of Hawaiian Feeling.
This is huge for us. It's just a super comedic ep. Comedy themed.
It's fucking funny.
Yeah.
I disagree that it's comedy themed.
Oh, I'm sorry I said it. Let's pause.
Okay.
You could convince me during the pause.
Be back soon.
It is Hawaiian Feeling, y'all.
Welcome back. We got Hottie Evan on the mic.
Sounds so fucking good.
He sounds fucking good.
This is huge for him.
He's got a throat.
I can't believe it.
He's got a throat built for a cardioid.
I feel sick.
Sounds really good. Yeah. Fucking sick. This podcast sounds amazing. The engineer.
Whispering is louder and more encompassing. It's crazy.
What were the ideas we had to talk about?
You were talking about the last sentence I heard was, I will probably know where that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I had the thought the other day. So you know how, or maybe you feel the same way I do, but when I think of myself in my future self, I don't,
but go on.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Funniest episode of all time. Hawaiian Feeling. In effect, on drugs.
Year of our Lord, 2016. Say it!
They legalized partying today.
So we're doing it.
So when I think of my future self, I tend to kind of think of that person as a different person.
Sure.
And then I was sitting at my desk the other day, and I saw this thing on my desk, and it's like this stack of burned CDs or burned DVDs that I burned a long time ago.
Feel the burn.
And I've had them probably for over 10 years at this point. They've just always kind of followed around my desk stuff. And I realized if I ever have kids, when I have kids, I'm probably going to know where that is. If it's not at my desk.
Years and years to come. Like,
yeah, potentially. Yeah.
That
but
is
just
wild.
Think of like you retiring and you know where some weird object you have is. You're like, yeah, that's probably like in this box. Or like, yeah, that's still at my desk.
Like, what's one of the more recent DVDs you've burned?
I think the last DVDs I burned, oh man, was it the Cream Master Cycle?
What?
Might have been the Cremaster cycle.
Cremators.
Which I only burned because
the Cremators.
They're
sickle.
Like really rare. And they're like worth, the actual films are worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
What
they're
is
like
it?
They're like art installation films.
Okay. And you have.
But they, someone put up torrents.
Okay.
And so I guess just to be like a rebel, I was just like, dude, I have to like get these and burn copies just because of like piece
archivist.
Value.
Sure.
Yeah.
The kind of guy that fears that something will be unavailable later.
I'm definitely the kind of guy who fears.
But maybe you'll be on your deathbed and you'll like you'll erroneously think, man, I just burned that like a couple years ago. You know, this could be 60 years from now.
Maybe I will think that for some reason on my deathbed.
Yeah. Well, not like I think about like
I want to tell my kids.
I'm pretty sure I burned those 2 years ago.
I think about dinners that I went to when I was like 18 years old or something, and I'm like, yeah, that just happened. And then I think about it, and it was like, no, that was.
It's weird being at the age where the past 5 years are like the fucking same.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's weird.
It's true. Something that happened in 2011 will seem like a memory that I can just say like, yeah, recently we did this. And it's like, not even kind of recent.
Because like our lives
half a decade ago.
Or than ever before, we and our lives are pretty much the same as they were 5 years ago.
And also our lives are heavily, I know this is such like an old man thing to say, but it's all documented in a huge way.
Right.
In a way where we're even seeing, we could see using apps just like, what was on our minds 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 6 years ago?
That's true.
Every day. And I didn't really think about it until recently how strange that makes memory seem and how...
Mammary, welcome to the funniest podcast.
just a big picture of boobs on my wall.
It's so cool.
Kids, when you have kids, you're probably going to know where that is.
It's just that big picture of like a big, just one boob. I wish I confused my parents when I was a kid by like having secret pictures of like nude pictures, but they all just had one boob.
Adam's writing us a message.
Oh, God. Oh, he's writing boobless on a calculator.
He's saying, stop talking about boobs. We can do that.
What is it? What is that? Is it weird that
you can't figure it out, guys?
Is that
let me show you a zoomed out version.
Is the little circle a part of it? So you drew half of that before, so we couldn't have known what that was.
That's beautiful.
No, it's because he said a picture of one boob.
We will put that on the share drive, everyone. That's very beautiful.
This is for you. You wanted a picture of a for your wall.
To baffle my parents.
I don't want it. Yeah. You're just trying to make your parents not understand you. You resent like, the fact that they do.
He's just like asymmetrical sex like organs.
Asymmetrical sex.
Our sons are asymmetrical.
Do you think there are kids or did you guys, Adam, maybe you're speaking about this from experience, but did you make your parents not understand you?
Dude. Evan, you're not far off. Hold on. But not in a way I didn't do it as deliberately as that. I didn't have.
Well, that's kind of my question. Is like everyone feels disconnected from their parents at a certain age, but like who does that intentionally?
The only specific thing I can remember was I convinced my parents that I really thought I looked like Al Pacino. I didn't really think I looked like Al Pacino, but I was like, no, guys, how about this picture? And I would just like pull up a bunch of pictures of Al Pacino, and they'd be like, I guess.
I used to try and, yeah, I definitely used to try and, like, flood my parents with, like, current cultural things that they could never understand. I would also, if I wanted to, I would, as opposed to deliberately making them not understand me, like, just as myself, I would often purposefully try and confuse them.
Yeah.
Especially as regards to, like, what I did that day or like my whereabouts, which is really weird because like I wasn't often doing bad stuff. Like there's not much in my repertoire, young or old, that could be counted as bad things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curse words. Yeah. Stuff like that. And how could I confuse them in that regard?
Well, like
I'm a stone cold swearer, my dude.
Well, it's words like shit.
Yeah. Fuck.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Words like
stuff
that.
Like that.
But yeah, it'd be very funny if kids just started becoming very cognizant of like the fact that I can make my parents not understand
me. That'd be so sad. I hope if kids did that, they'd grow up and be like, fuck, I just feel so bad about that.
Yeah, or they just grow up to continue to be just as polarizing
just
to everyone.
To everybody, yeah.
Obfuscating. Yeah.
I think there are people like that all the time. Yeah. I think we know one.
Johnny.
I believe that this is the first podcast we've had in this permutation.
With just us three?
Maybe.
Yeah, because I know we've had to do plenty with just you, me, and Johnny.
I feel like we maybe have done one when he was home or something.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of remember a thing where like he was here, but he was like going busy.
Mm. That might have been the most recent one, and then he came in like halfway through.
I'm thinking of a definitely older one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, but just I'm.
Are you
really,
sorry about that?
That's okay.
Sure,
but I am really glad you apologized.
It's not okay. Are you really sorry about that?
Sure, maybe. Want to try me?
This guy has
funniest
Evan.
Episode
hang
of Hawaiian
on,
Feeling.
Hang on, this guy has Evan. I just want to pause a second. This guy has Evan right where he wants him.
Wrapped
around his little finger.
Teeny finger,
dumbass finger.
So, all right, let's see where this is going.
Yeah, bring it on.
Finally, Anthony and Evan are going head
we're
going to
fucking
head.
Duke it out.
I've had it!
What episode?
What
is
your
this?
Problem?
30-something?
Come on, Matt. We've been waiting for this for 30 episodes. Lay it on me.
Say it on me. Please.
What's your problem?
How long has this podcast been a podcast? Over a year. I know that.
I think so.
Almost two,
which
I
is
think.
Sad because we have like 30 episodes.
That's what I'm saying. I thought 30, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
We could do better than that, little man.
We're lazy.
This, however, this might be the most prolific artistic thing I've done.
In terms of hours?
In terms of output. Because
in terms of output, in terms of hours?
Sure. As it is hours.
It's like, I mean, a single painting. Mona Lisa is probably only like however many inches by another however many inches.
Sure.
And if you like,
but you know how long that took? It took like 6 hours.
But if you like paved your own driveway, would you be like, I did more?
Yes.
Than Da Vinci.
What about like a beautiful, like a beautiful symphony? How long does that take?
That took me like that was like 48 hours of work.
I don't know.
This is episode 32.
Boy.
32. Right? There's the lost episode that just. Me, Evan, and Johnny did.
Yeah, the one that sounded really bad.
Yeah. Tune into whatever episode that we did right after that for a clip of it at the end.
When we all die, that one will get released.
Yeah, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I
almost definitely have deleted that file from my computer. Gotta have the hard drive
almost
space.
Definitely.
So almost sad definitely. I never got to hear the full volume of the birdies that burden me.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Sad loss.
Someone who's a bird pooped on my car.
I'm not blaming any group of people. I'm talking about a bird.
Yeah.
What did it look like?
I didn't see it. I don't know the sound it makes when it kills a man.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see it?
I saw the poop. Okay. I guess I don't know it was a bird.
Saw a really wonderful picture online the other day of a vulture, but just above it, it said, "Why can't boys that look like this go to my school?"
That's funny. And did that make you feel good?
It did feel good because it reminded me that my school was just like everyone else's, and we didn't have just birds just flying around.
It's true.
Well, those schools are around.
Yeah.
I don't know where to look.
Fresh air schools, what are they called? Outdoors?
Yeah, bird schools.
Open air schools.
Yeah, open air schools.
In the desert?
Desert school.
Do you think
desert
there's a
school where all the birds
do you think there's a daycare at Burning Man?
Dude, if that happened, it would make me sick. I don't want any kids seeing what happens in Burning Man judged off.
That's what the
one
daycare is for.
Well, but if they're
sure, I guess you're right.
If they're away in the daycare, then they won't be exposed.
I just have a feeling that the daycare at Burning Man,
what do they do at
is
night,
probably though? Just like an 80-foot tall cage that is just a little bit outside Burning Man.
Well, that's an insane idea, and I think you have zero evidence for that, so please.
Oh, yeah, I beg it. Yeah, but go fucking go there.
Whoa. All right.
Well, have you ever been to Burning Man, you piece of shit?
Okay, here we go.
Finally.
Round one.
Make me
fight.
Finally, Anthony and Adam are going.
Finally.
This is the funniest podcast I've ever done.
The titans of podcasting are going at it in this kitchen.
Hey, man, I don't like your view.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, your mic just went out, you piece of shit. Yeah,
so, come on, man.
There it is.
You sound insane
for
when you say that.
I was about to say you lost because your mic went out, but then you got really loud and that made up for it.
Yeah, dude. Do you know why I'm on this podcast? Do you know why I'm on this podcast? To bump up the volume.
Holy shit. You know why I'm on this podcast?
Say it.
Just because I like podcasting.
Shut up, man. I'm here to pump up the volume.
Adam, that sounded so dumb.
I'm joking, Evan.
Give me some, man. I came through to pump up the volume, man.
Watch this.
Oh, shit.
Ready?
Get him.
Funniest episode of a podcast of all time, right? That's what it is,
sure.
Right? We'll check this joke.
Say it, my man.
Anthony's so stupid.
Oh, man.
That the last time he had a thought, it was wrong.
Oh! I want to tell a real life story real quick about my cousin.
All right.
It was me. This will forever go as one of the hardest times I've laughed ever in my life. It was me and my cousins, and it was right after.
Don't say that.
Yeah, we're like not even halfway into this podcast.
You might laugh harder in the future too.
I guess you're right, my man.
Why did he say it like that?
Why sound so stupid?
How's the view, man?
Bad
from your head coming out of my ass, dude. Come on, Adam. I need a high five.
Don't get
how
up,
come
dude?
What?
Evan,
okay, let the record show Evan that I just intercepted that high five from this clown.
I'll show you.
That's the way it goes in the podcast.
That's what we say. That's the kind of stuff that we say around here. Anyway, it was right after that show, Yo Mama came out, the insult MTV show.
I remember that show.
Wilmer hosting it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good show.
Underrated celebrity, Wilmer.
Valderrama.
Yeah, that's his last name. She doesn't show how underrated he is. But
Acafez.
Babylon.
Sorry, what?
So I was just saying I could say words like that too.
Whoa.
Oh. So you didn't understand what I was saying.
So cool.
No.
Also known as Fez, the name of the character on That 70s Show.
It's pronounced Aka.
It's pronounced Aka.
Alcatraz. I'm just trying out some new shit. It's the funniest podcast of all time.
No, I see why you said that.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, it's not that we don't know why you said it.
No, man, I'm just trying out some new stuff.
This is the podcast for tested successful material.
It's a back and forth. It's a joke between me and you and not Evan.
Starting teams, are we?
Yeah. Alliance.
Yeah, who's
Alliance.
Your team?
Alliance.
All right. Let the record show. Adam and I just formed a funny alliance.
Oh. But who knows what's going to happen later in this podcast.
Secret
alliance.
Oh, shit. No, I heard you.
Anthony, shut up for a second.
Anthony, Adam and I started a secret alliance.
Yeah.
Anthony doesn't know.
What they don't know, what the lizards don't know, is which alliance do I prioritize?
Can't believe these guys formed a secret alliance.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Adam, hold on.
Yeah.
Anthony and I just formed a secret alliance. Evan,
You guys can't tell
everybody.
Don't even tell the listeners. Don't tell the listeners that we formed a secret alliance with each other, and Adam doesn't know.
Okay. Adam can't find out.
There's actually no way he can find out.
Do not comment about this on Hulu Garbage.
In your 5-star, just big fat ratings on iTunes.
I'm begging you to just say, Adam, everything will be fine.
And then if you do
turn against you.
This is a vow we're making. If you do that, Evan and I will back you up in a fight.
Adam is fucking with Anthony's tech to get back at him.
They can't hear the headphones raising.
Now it's real loud.
However,
hello.
Guys, I want you to know that Evan and I will back you up in a fight.
Yeah. Especially if it's against Adam.
Yeah, beat his ass. Adam!
Woo!
Hey!
Oh, okay. We're so proud of you.
I know about the alliance, guys.
What the fuck?
What
guys,
do you mean?
I
know about the alliance.
What are you talking about?
We kept saying there couldn't be any way you could find out.
We were talking about it so quietly.
Yeah. We actually weren't even talking about that.
We
were talking about something else.
Trains, man.
Well, you'd be surprised. Apparently, you'd be surprised to hear that I didn't hear you talking about it. I deduced it. Let me take you through the process of how I deduced it.
Can I tell my story?
First, me and Anthony made a public alliance.
Very public.
Yeah. That was the first thing that happened. The only person not in this alliance was Evan. And then,
yes, so?
And then, Evan and I made a secret alliance in which we shook hands under the table.
Yes, so what?
Understood.
And then, I was asked not to listen or speak for an extended period of time.
So we could talk about trains.
The only other two people here.
Just train stuff.
You don't know about trains, Anthony, Adam. Yeah.
And I witnessed a handshake under the table between the two of them.
No, you didn't.
It was like this.
No, you didn't.
Like,
you fucking lied.
I didn't know you knew about trains.
I love a good shit. Do you hear that, listeners?
It sounded like
Give me one more solid. Like a fuck.
I suck. Come on, man. That's the
same.
Trains. That's what a train friendship sounds like.
Anyways.
Long trains.
Anyways, these things led me to believe that you two had formed a secret alliance.
Okay.
I'm afraid you're an error.
Yeah, it looks like you fucking suck, bro. We're talking about trains.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're an airhead.
Alright.
I don't think I deserve that.
Sucks to suck, my man.
Alright, it was me and my cousins. We were watching Yo Mama with Wilmer.
Akka.
Adam's got a fortune cookie.
Akka Flocka Flame. Okay, he's eating it. What is his fortune?
How many words?
I'm chewing. This is the perfect time to tell your story.
Oh, it's not even that great now, but I will say it.
Say it.
We all became fascinated with the idea of Yo Mama jokes, and it was a big cousin sleepover, right? At this time, my cousin Mark, who is now like 16, and that's gross, was like 5, right? And we're all doing these Yo Mama jokes while we're supposed to be sleeping. And then Mark wants to get in on the action. And Mark is like 5.
Sounds like the story is set up for success.
Was he like a cool little kid?
Kind of like he would say funny stuff every once in a while.
He wore Oakleys.
Like, oh, yeah, he rules.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah. He then tried to get in on the action. And his Yo Mama joke that he made was, Yo Mama is so dumb, she got lost in the woods.
It's dark.
And I laughed. Forever. What is it? What are you writing down there, boy? Come on,
It's part of our alliance.
Shut up! You guys aren't in an alliance. We are very publicly in an alliance.
That's true.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
But what do I find here, boy?
Well, here I have a fortune, which is from now on, your kindness will lead you to success.
Your godness? Snatch the... What was it at first?
Code.
Do drugs? do drugs on a piece of paper. Your alliance is petty.
Do you think it said dog drugs at first?
What could it have said?
Maybe it said Don drugs.
I know. Here's the
like
thing.
Wear drugs?
What it said, yeah. I said earlier in the podcast. So if you respected your fellow podcaster, you would know. What it said.
I guess I should have yes and.
Alright, sorry, Alliance.
Guess we know where Adam is.
Yeah, sorry, Alliance. So good dude. To do it, Alliance.
Trains, man.
They can't hear that. I tried rubbing your thumb pathetically as if the sound would
be sound really cool.
Yeah, be picked up.
Ooh, are we doing Foley stuff?
Yeah. Dig this, guys.
Is this an office scene?
Dig it, my man. Yes, dig it.
Hello, come in.
Adam, what did you say about your wallet earlier?
Oh, I've had the same wallet since middle school.
And how did you describe your relationship to it? Or I guess how you described your relationship to the world in terms of the wallet and the fact that you still have it.
Oh. Me and this wallet, we've been through a lot together. I don't know.
That's what I'm looking for.
I don't know.
What he said.
I don't remember what I said.
Here, hold on, I'll walk you through it.
Me and this wallet.
Something generation, P-E-T.
Oh, yeah. It's because I'm the part of the Peter Pan generation. That's why I have the same wallet I did when I was in middle school.
Can you expound on that a little bit?
Oh, we just want to be kids forever.
There you go.
I don't know how true that is. I sometimes, like, do you mean that in a sincere way?
It's a real thing.
Sure.
I didn't invent calling us the Peter Pan generation. I do think it's funny how, like, nice grilled cheese and mac and cheese is so popular.
Yeah, that like makes gourmet.
That makes me feel like we're the Peter Pan generation, the people give a shit about really good grilled cheese.
even, like, hamburgers.
Yeah.
ground beef is garbage. People still love.
We can make a gourmet burgers. Yeah, when it's like at that point, just eat a really good steak sandwich. Like I like a kind of shitty steak sandwich more than most great hamburgers, which sounds insane, but I mean it.
Sandwiches are for lunch.
That's baby food. A sandwich is baby food.
Hell yeah, my man.
It's so refreshing to say that.
Burgers. Here's a thought we had, Evan.
Yeah.
Imagine if McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. This is a big topic we had.
Okay.
Made its food just super healthy, the healthiest food available.
Uh-huh.
Imagine how fucking sick that would be. If the most convenient food for you to get was
the healthiest food in the world.
I mean, that's pretty frequent in places that are not here, you know?
It's true.
Like. You want to pick that up, Anthony?
I will
pick it up on. No, go ahead. Pick it up on there.
This guy's got a phone call. He forgot to not Holy get one.
Shit.
He forgot to not get one of those.
Who is it? The feds?
It is Molly. Can I call her back? And can we take a break to see how this sounds? And then we'll expound upon this.
I think we all know the real reason you want to take a break.
Yeah, Alliance. I guess you're right.
Alliance.
All right,
talk to a girl. Yeah, your alliance with Molly.
I will be back. On the phone with Molly right now.
Why'd you start it? What do you want to talk about?
I'm starting to regret the alliance I have with Anthony. Here's the thing.
I can't blame you.
Some of the terms of our alliance, right, is that we'll stick up for each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the same side.
Mm-hmm.
But he keeps starting these fights with you and expects me to be on his side. And it's like, okay, I'm your ally, but up to a point, if you start a bunch of shit, like, I won't always be. Okay,
Look, here's the problem. The problem is that this is supposed to be the funniest episode, and you started an alliance with the unfunniest person.
That's
a really mean thing to hear about myself.
He's right here, so we can talk about it later.
Okay.
Unfunniest person.
Let's talk about somebody else.
You're talking about somebody else? Johnny?
Do you want to record a bump real quick? We also did bumps for it.
Oh, you did bumps?
What were we saying? It is Hawaiian Feeling, after all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it. You're listening to Hawaiian Feeling.
That's not it.
You're supposed to say, it is Hawaiian Feeling, after all.
Oh, is that the bump?
That's the bump.
Okay. So let's get a clean in.
Come on, man.
It is Hawaiian Feeling, after all.
Perfect.
Pretty good.
That was great.
You do it one more time. But a little heavier.
It is a wired feeling after all.
That was so good. That was so good. I could just, I could
that
use
felt good.
A little bit more.
I'll throw some phaser on that.
Please. What do you want, Evan?
Just give me a little bit more Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
It is Hawaiian feeling after all.
That's perfect.
Hey, I'm bifocal if you're bifocal.
Language.
Evan, I'm sorry about Silas Wilkinson.
Yeah, but so what? I only saw like the last half of the last message that you sent him.
Wait a second, guys.
There wasn't much. That was basically it.
Fill me in.
Oh, okay. So this is great.
If you want to talk about
this, is a tale.
This is sort of the end to a very long thing that was like
you ended the long joke. You ended a long joke. It can't be a long joke anymore.
How mad? Why are you so mad?
Because I'm sad.
I want to meet him.
Me too, but it would have been so much better.
You realize he wouldn't have allowed us to meet him if we just
how do
kept,
we, wait, whoa, we won't know that now, won't we? Stuff.
I guess you're right. I guess I just saw, you know what it was? I saw that, well, let me first explain this to Adam.
Okay. Yeah. Silas Wilkinson.
Yeah.
Take some
it's
explanation.
It's still funny. It doesn't take away the fact that the whole experience is funny.
Yeah.
Because it's nothing worse than making it very unfunny suddenly.
It's a bookend on
a great
what could have been
on a great
thing.
Story.
I guess you're
on
right.
On a happy, beautiful story. Of
but
mine.
I don't mind because it's a very old story.
Yeah, could have been older.
I guess you're right.
This is sick.
it is. So. I don't need this shit.
This rules, guys.
Doesn't feel good.
We can tell them at the same time. Ready? One, two, three.
Silas Wilkinson
is
a character in National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets, or NT2BOS. But
he's not a real character. Fuck it, you do this. I can't do this anymore.
We're really close. Yeah. He's not a real character in the movie. He's mentioned.
This is sick.
Shut up, Adam.
All right, one, two, three. He's the dad of the big bad guy in the
Mitch
movie.
Mitch Wilkinson.
You go ahead.
So yeah, there's a character in National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets named Mitch Wilkinson, who is like the main villain
played
for the
by,
movie.
Played by Ed Harris.
It is truly Ed Harris.
That's
and
good.
He mentions that he had a great, great, great granddaddy up in my family tree. Goes by the name of Silas Wilkinson.
Character is never mentioned again. Yeah, you don't see any pictures of him or anything. There's just that one mention.
Yeah.
And so somebody looked up the name. While we were watching the movie, somebody looked up the name Silas Wilkinson on Facebook.
There's one guy.
This, like, at the time, I think he was in high school. But he's like from like upstate New York or something like that.
He must
went
have
to Columbia
so
University.
So fucking stoked when he saw that movie.
He hasn't seen it.
But
all of a sudden, five people who were all friends with each other add him on Facebook,
and all that happens after that is just for the next I don't know 5 years, just these guys, mostly me, tagging him in like everything,
inviting him to shows,
yeah, just sending him everything, just really trying to get Silas Wilkinson into the mix, and he never responded to any of it, never did anything.
Wait,
except one time he wrote, who are you people? And I say, don't worry, we're friends, we're not.
So wait, you don't know that he hasn't seen National Treasure 2?
I didn't know, but I assumed not.
Why? That was a hit. Hit movie.
Well, but it was also a really obscure line, kind of.
Yeah.
But also,
although I bet if your name was Silas Wilkinson, and you heard it one time,
I guess you would have picked up on that, yeah.
One of your friends would probably be like, oh my God, he just said Silas Wilkinson, yeah. And Silas would be like, oh my God.
And I had, this was, I believe, yesterday. I had just... Because a little bit before, a week ago, I tagged him in something, and I thought it was really funny to do it again, because I was mentioning all these people, like, this person, and last but not least, Silas Wilkinson. And I thought it was hilarious. And then I was describing the situation to Johnny, and he thought it was very funny. And I just had this weird moment that I rarely experience of really wanting to divulge the full nature of a joke. And to someone who we had been confusing and probably annoying for years.
Yeah.
Like, probably bugging. Like, every time he gets a notification, he's like, what the fuck is this? And I thought, we've been doing this for about 5 years now. It was Time Hop, too. Time Hop let me know whenever I saw, like, a thing where I tagged Silas Wilkinson. That ranges back 5 years ago. And yeah. I was just like, you know what? Half a decade of bugging this stranger on Facebook. I kind of want
to. Half a decade is a long time.
And then, like, I looked him up. Like, I looked at him. He looks like an adult now. And he works in a laboratory in New York City.
Big man.
Or like, right?
Big, grown, like, strong man.
That's what he's like. He's a big, strong man.
Oh.
But he looks like he's led a pretty cool life. And I would be like, how fun would it be to, like, after all this fucking time, when I go to, I'm going to New York like 3 times this year. I want to, like, meet him. I want to see if he would ever hang out with me. And so I can hang out with Silas Wilkinson.
It's a crazy, crazy basis for a friendship.
Yeah, just that very weird. Thing. Like, based on a character mentioned one time yeah. that doesn't appear in the movie that I'm fascinated with the name of. And so I sent him a message that's just like, hey, I just want to explain, like, why we tag you in this stuff. And then he was so nice about it. He was just like, finally, the ending to a very, very old mystery. Like,
that's nice that he was nice.
And he said, and he did say, your baffling Facebook posts just made life more interesting. And he said, thanks for reaching out to me.
This guy's actually kind of a sappy nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done that.
I'm going to New York, and I'm going to get his ass, and I'm going to bag him.
You were too nice about that.
Did he ever interact with you on your statuses or anything like that?
No, only one. I think one time when I had a really, really cool life achievement, and this, which I think
made love to a moth.
Yeah, I like that one. You know what one was kind of underrated?
What?
First word. It was like in 2013. But wow. Around the time where I did Started a Secret Family, there was Started a Secret Family,
yeah.
Which was a wild success. But the one that was around that time that got a little bit less attention, but still enough, was took some weird pill and now I'm a genius. And the picture was me going like this. Someone goes, this is a moment I'm real proud of myself about. So it was like, what was in the pill? And I just wrote with a lot of ellipses. It was like, it was made of all the stars in the cosmos.
Damn.
And that was it. But I think it must have been like a Second City related thing or something. I know he clicked like. And wow. I thought that was like a fun example of him being
pretty
like,
sick.
Being like, I'm going to play too.
Yeah.
But playtime seemed to be over. He wasn't being funny enough, and I would like to meet him.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, sorry.
That's all right. It wasn't my joke to protect.
Yeah, I guess. But 5 years is a long time.
Do you want to ask for questions? I forgot. I don't know. You can do it if you want.
Oh, do you want me to post for questions?
Yeah, if you want. I don't know.
I can do that.
They have to be the. No, they don't have to be funny. Funny questions are bad.
Sure.
They're usually just pretty hard to answer.
It's okay. Talk amongst yourselves for just 1 second.
Okay, we should talk to ourselves, Evan. God.
Fucking dumbass.
Fuck you.
God damn it.
Fuck. Why are you wearing this red shirt? You look like someone who's very ugly. Oh,
man.
What do you think your chest is, Evan's head?
I'm sorry, I was talking to myself. What did you say?
What do you think your chest is, Evan's head? That was for you, yeah. Oh.
Okay, I've asked for questions, but Teddy,
are you updating your iOS?
Oh, big time, buddy.
Whoa.
Big yes! time, buddy. That's, I'm updating yes! it.
That's so cool.
Big time. Woo! Shot in the dark. You were correct.
I've been waiting for this.
Okay, so.
This rules.
Bless
shit.
You.
Everybody shut up.
So Teddy asked a question like a week ago just in case we were podcasting.
Oh, we should
shouts
answer
out
that.
To Teddy. You're
good,
great.
Well, good actually, call, Teddy.
We'll let him
met,
know.
Did we talk about Teddy on the podcast yet? We met Teddy in Florida.
Oh, this whole time I thought it was your friend from high school, Teddy.
No, not Teddy Woods.
Oh.
Yeah, no, Teddy Filkin.
Yeah, yeah, in Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He cracked Evan up by on his phone. He had prepared kickflip.
I don't know if we told you about this, Adam.
You did. There were multiple people on the road who asked about Hawaiian feelings, including both Filkin brothers.
Yeah, his brother in Nashville, right?
Yeah, I got, Cal and Teddy Filkin.
Teddy, I think I approved your comments on Hula Garbage. he asked me to approve his comments on Hula Garbage.
To improve like, them?
Yeah, I edited his.
Edit them.
I just like, you know, proper case sensitivity. Just the basics. Yeah. I put it in quotes because you said it.
Every time you had to edit something, you have to put it in quotes because it's not your work.
Should we put all of the
dude, some of these
quotes?
Some of these questions are already. Some of these questions are already so bad.
Ask them to edit their questions, put quotes around them. Put them in quotes.
Put them in quotes. Yeah, you're saying it.
Anthony, you got to put them in quotes for us, though.
All right, I'm sure to do it. Okay, right. This one goes in quotes.
All of my Facebook activity now is happening in quotes.
Next time, if you send in an audio clip of you reading the question, we won't have to put it in quotes.
Hey, that'd be awesome.
I want all of our listeners to put all of their Facebook activity in quotes.
Everybody do that.
Everyone should do it because it's just correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, let us know how it goes.
It's good grammar. Just good English.
You're saying it. If you're saying it, read my lips. It should be in quotes. I'm quoting in the air as
I
talk.
If you're thinking it, italicize.
Sure.
Right.
But we can't hear that.
If you're yelling, put it in caps.
If you're talking really quietly, put it in parentheses.
If it's all going to be the title of something, underline it.
Yeah, at least quotes,
underline
though, guys.
Underline all of your comments on Hula Garbage.
Yeah.
Specifically because they're like the title to getting to know you.
I don't want to get too confusing. Quotes. I don't want people to think we actually don't want them to do these things by being too ridiculous. Please put quotes around everything you do on Facebook.
Italics if you can.
Everything you do on Hula Garbage.
Take a chill pill.
Alliance.
Chill Pill Alliance. That's our gang name.
Tell me I'm not
the Chill Pill Alliance.
Why can't I be part of the Chill Pill
Alliance? You're part of the Dill Pickle Alliance.
I started the Chill Pill Alliance.
You're just not chill? No, you fucking did it, my bro.
Shut the fuck
that
up.
That ain't
man.
Public, my man. We're the Train Boys Alliance.
We got the Trader Boys Alliance over here.
Trader Boys.
Well, what do you need the trades for then? Trading.
Yeah.
So we're the Macro Alliance.
Oh, cool. Right. We're the Micro Alliance. Yeah.
Yeah, real small alliance. We're a big alliance.
Yeah. We're a little baby alliance.
You got fed by my teat alliance. Little baby alliance.
Fucking the fed.
Just, we get to suck on a titty alliance.
We got the fed is so tight alliance.
Yeah. We're the bang a lot of hot chicks alliance.
That's awesome. All right, Teddy's question in quotes. Yo, Florida lawmakers have proposed a bill. This is a long question, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
I also did not know about this. Florida lawmakers have proposed a bill to make programming languages count as foreign language credits in high school. Being a high schooler who is learning both programming, Java, and foreign languages, French and Arabic, I think it's a poor decision. Yes, it's important to get more people into STEM, but the two things are different, even if they're both languages. Foreign languages, culture, and human interaction and growth as a person. Coding is grammar and math. What do you think of all this? I think he's asking this mostly because there are two programmers on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, expert Ev.
Did you know that?
No, I've heard about
he fucking knew
people
it.
Like doing experiments with that kind of thing.
You knew it, bro. You knew it.
Hey,
you knew it.
Real quick, I just want to say Rio de Janeiro Olympics this summer. So stoked.
So sick.
Very excited.
First of all, it's sick that they offer Arabic at your school.
Yeah. I assume that is not common in a high school.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe.
Is Arabic a programming language?
Whoa.
Sorry!
You could make the argument that binary is in Arabic.
You could.
Because we use Arabic numerals.
Philosophically, yeah.
And zero and one. So there you go.
It's, yeah, I guess. Yeah. So there you go.
Sure. Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
All right. But Evan, yeah, I'm specifically curious as to what you think of the validity of that.
Yeah. I don't know. That's
Jesus Christ, Evan.
I don't, that's, no, that's speed that's up something, with a train that's boy. Something that I want to that I would rather talk about at length, not in the context of Hawaiian
yeah,
feelings.
I guess so we don't you're have right. To, like,
all right.
Like,
well, how about you think about it? Give it some thought, and then come.
Just give us
how about
a
you calm
line.
The fuck down,
no,
chill
man.
Pill Clo.
No, you know, you need to. You're right, chill pill.
Yeah, dude, train boys.
Yeah,
train
well, yeah. Well. Is he? He's not part of the chill pill alliance with us.
No, hell no.
No,
which means you don't have the right to say that, my man.
But I am part of the train boys.
You know what? I'm part of the train boys. Alliance.
You know what though?
Choo choo.
Honk honk.
Yeah.
That's a train as well.
Why don't you just fucking? I don't know what I was gonna say. I don't remember. You know what though?
Say it.
I don't remember what I was gonna say, but I can think of something to say. You know what though?
Is it a thought on that question?
No, I didn't have anything. But I can't, sure. Florida, what are you gonna do, man?
I guess Florida is wilding out. I do have one thought about that, which I would like to say.
Sure.
I think language, like, I get why they would put programming languages under language because it is called a language. But for me, the whole reason they would even teach you languages is for communicative purposes. Whereas, like, for programming language, that's for building purposes.
Right. They're totally different things.
Yeah, they're used for different purposes.
I feel like the only reason they do that is because they have the infrastructure set up to teach languages in one way, and they'd have to like make like a weird change to be like, when would kids take it?
I don't think I agree with you. I think for one thing, it excites a different part of the brain, but it's also like you're not going to be able to communicate effectively with 3 or 4 years of high school level foreign language. I guess. The whole purpose of high school is just to expose you to a ton of different shit.
As opposed to having a focus in something.
Yeah, so
that's
you can decide what you're good at or what you like to do.
That's why
or,
you have to shower after swim class to expose you to a bunch of shit.
I guess
that's why
you got to
eat every day.
To expose yourself?
Yeah.
I guess you're right, but the matter of like...
You have to pull your pants down to poo.
The manner of grouping all those together just because they're under the blanket category of language.
Right, right.
But no, I don't think that's why they did it. I think they're doing – the only reason I think they're doing it is because schools are set up and schedules are set up to learn languages. And if you had to do – and if you had
that.
And if you had to do both
– So you're saying it's more for convenience.
Yeah, I think it's like an easier way to swallow this change. Yeah. Is like, if you don't want to take French, we don't give a shit.
Right.
You can take a programming language if you want to take a programming language.
Right.
I think that's kind of what it is.
But if you're not interested in programming at all,
you know,
it would still count as a language credit. So you're thinking it's just a curricular convenience.
That's what I think.
It's yeah, it's like in my day, it wasn't even offered as like, because you know you go to high school
in
and you get...
In my day, we had
yeah.
2006.
Yeah, I mean,
Jack Fountain.
That sounds funny, but I also went to high school like a decade ago. Like it was
Jack
a long time ago. So
wait,
like,
you could what?
Sure.
I'm sorry. What
it, like, it sounds funny, but I went to high school a decade ago.
That does
you
sound
know?
Funny.
Like,
this is the funniest episode of Hawaiian Feeling. Hands down, chill pill, train boys, traitor boys, come to coalesce one time.
The funniest and the most divided episode.
I'm just starting my own lives with myself.
No, but like, I wonder if it would be better off. I think it's just sort of like they're overcompensating for the fact that it was left out of the curriculum for so long, because maybe in when I was in high school, it should have been more close. Like, I don't think there was any coding or programming stuff going on when I was in high school, but when I was there, maybe it should have been in the same realm as like all the kind of like trade stuff, like, you know, like auto shop and machining and like
I took a computer work and all that kind of thing.
No, I was going to say I feel like it belongs there, though.
Right.
It belongs
there more than language. Maybe I would
have
said that a decade ago, but I think it's becoming a lot less specific and a lot more just kind of like common core oriented. Like it's a good thing.
Yeah, sure.
For everybody to know a little bit of, because it's only going to get more and more pertinent to culture.
I guess you're right. I guess I'm just surprised that it would be grouped with languages just because of the purposes of both spoken.
I'm not on board with it being grouped in with languages, but it being a or at least it being part of a requirement is, I think, something I'm at least a little bit on board with somewhere.
Me too, because of how relevant it is becoming.
Yeah.
Or it has been.
Yeah.
But yeah, Adam, I see why you say that there's probably a reason why they group it in with language, and that would be it.
I think they just, like, they kind of missed the timeline of incorporating it
in a big
on
way.
A better scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now they don't know what to do.
Florida, it's never too late. You can always.
That's the thesis, Teddy.
You can. It's never too late, Teddy. Mm-hmm. Teddy, good for you on being a very proactive high school student.
I was not at all. If you have to pick one or the other, that's bullshit.
That's true. But that is totally true. But yeah, Teddy, you are a cool boy.
True.
You're very fun at the show. Teddy sang all the words and brought friends.
Teddy,
damn,
Teddy's the guy.
I've brought food to shows.
It's true.
Friends?
Tell us about the last time that happened.
I brought a bunch of Sour Patch Kids to show at Narnia.
I got you call that food. It is food, but it is funny to think of as food and not candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the idea of, like, oh, I ate too much food. What food? Warheads.
Sourheads.
Chowderheads.
I had to take two on that one.
He said chowderheads.
I ate a whole bunch of chowderheads.
I eat chowderheads like you for breakfast.
Hey. Let's get into these fucking Facebook questions.
Fucking get into it, baby.
This is going to have to be rapid fire because we just got so many questions on my Facebook.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Bring it.
Best taco. El Pastor.
Fish taco over at fucking El Patron.
Oh, are we doing specific places?
If you want.
I can do that.
I wanted
taco
to.
Taco in Mexico.
Well.
Oh, I will.
Well, guess I'll go fuck myself.
Yeah. The fish tacos I had in Mexico right by the beach.
This guy's actually been to Mexico.
Oh, let me get my fish taco trophy and give it to you.
This guy thinks he's fucking Mexican.
Wait, hold on. There are too many good questions.
Keep coming.
Focusing on best taco.
Adam, do you have a real answer?
That's from Nicholas,
by the way. Le Patron is really good if that's the kind of thing we're doing, everyone should try it.
El Pastor from El Patron. I love the chorizo tacos from
La Cocina.
Same. Just they're right by us. Yeah. They're so good.
There's sick tacos.
What's that joke?
Say it.
Spit it out.
I guess this only really relates because it's to do with a pig. And pig is meat you eat. Have you guys ever heard
that? That is true.
Have you guys ever... Oops, I turned off my mic.
Talking about Charlotte's
Web. Have
you
guys ever heard that joke? You show up like a pig's tail. It's the greatest joke.
It's really good.
And then it's too early. Because they're twirly.
Oh, I thought it's just because they go up a little bit.
That's because they spring around.
Funniest podcast.
This is the funniest podcast ever. By the way, one of my favorite little colloquialisms like that has to be dumber than a sack of tongues.
Damn.
We should make it more of a habit of trying to guess the punchline to a joke.
It's good. It's very rap thing to do.
Yeah.
Very hip hop. I have to keep going.
Keep coming.
Mary just asks why.
Why not?
I say no.
No. Yeah, me too.
I wrote a why this podcast.
Whoa.
It's right in front of Anthony.
Why is Smash Mouth so damn famous? I know, because they wrote hit ska pop songs in the 90s.
Because they did it in the right place at the right time.
I think that's on the FAQ.
Come on, Brian. Read the FAQ. That's from Brian, by the way. All right, we got Logan up in here. If you all lived in the Animorphs universe, which animal would each person morph into? Hands down, penguin.
Hands down, Hork Bajur.
What is that?
What is that?
That's an alien race from Animorphs.
Wait, which one is that?
What do you mean? Those books.
No, I know what Animorphs are.
What do you mean, those books?
There's aliens. The Hork Bajur.
I don't
know. Hork Bajir?
The only ones I remember is the Yerks.
Well.
They're the ones that crawl in your ear, right?
I don't remember those. Hork Bajur were, I think, were like sentient.
Okay.
I think they walked around.
Gotcha.
But if I could turn into an animal... That there's a real animal? Oh, fuck, a Hork Bajur would be cooler than any real animal.
Evan, while he's thinking about that.
I don't know. I'm wondering, like...
Air or water?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
That's the
probably
real,
air.
That's the real question.
If I had to do a land animal, I'd probably do a squirrel.
It'd be fucking tight.
What?
No, I like it. I like it. It's nice.
No one would kill you on purpose.
Yeah.
I guess that's true, unless you're really red in the neck.
Yeah. Or long in the tooth.
Or born in a barn, which I guess leads to red in the neck.
Yeah, I guess.
And long in the tooth, I suppose. Adam, what about you? Funniest episode of this podcast.
Just like a bird, I guess you could go cool places. How fast can birds fly? Would I be able to?
Depends on the bird.
Like, do you think like birds can fly really far and fast? They just don't have the focus. Like, would I be able to do a lot more with that bird body than a bird could? Because I don't get distracted.
Guarantee you could.
Damn.
Yeah.
But
that's why we have the brains and not the wings.
Then I'd be a yellow-bellied. Baby
piper.
And a bibby,
baby piper.
Bibby bird.
Can I be a chickling? A nice downy chick.
Sure. Next question. So this
Adam
is
would
from,
be a chickling.
Do fruit? Can I be a, like a.
You can't be a fruit. You can't anamorph into a fruit. Anyway, shut that down.
All right, fine. Hork major.
If you're not going to take chickling, I'm going to take chickling.
What about a hot woman?
Fucking babe, dude.
That would be funny to go from a man to a hot woman. Anyway,
it would be cool if you could just be like I have like two guys that I am.
Oh, I just turned
like
into
you and just another animal. Just,
that'd be crazy. Walk a mile in someone else's shoes.
That is a crazy thing to hear. anamorphic into just another guy.
It's like, no one likes Adam.
Turn into the other guy.
I gotta be that other dude.
Who is he?
Imagine when everyone's like, how come we never see Adam and like Ronald at the same time?
It's like, there's a good reason. We're anamorphs.
Imagine if I had like completely different friends. I was like not into
people
music.
People are like, where did you come from? You're like, you should have seen the other guy.
Also, now I'm pissed off that I just chose Penguin.
Penguin.
Although
hands
I do like a penguin.
Penguin hands down.
hands down.
Contest.
Emperor Penguin.
Definitely Penguin. You could add chickling.
Or other guy. I shouldn't have been so
We got chickling, penguin, and other guy.
shouldn't have been so
honorary.
Resolved.
Honorary mention.
Declaration of Independence.
Sure.
Anyway, okay, another question. This you guys probably won't know.
Caveman.
Matthew asks, favorite Jank song?
Cro-Magnon.
I guess I have to say Spilt to Bill because I'm mentioned in that song. Do you guys know the band Jank?
No, but yeah. I know.
I haven't listened to him, though.
I know the band
Ja Rule. Jime?
Favorite Ja Rule. Favorite Ja Rule song? Gotta go with the song from that movie, Torque.
Oh, yeah! We did it!
You guys,
Metallica? More than that! Yeah.
There's a making of video.
Dude, we
of
watched
that song
at your old house.
Yeah. Look up the making of We Did It.
Like, there was like a bad riff, and then Swizz Beatz was over the thing, and Ja Rule's just kind of like, what do I do? So I'm like, yeah, we did it!
My favorite line of that song is when he talks about getting on the highway, doing about 30, just chilling.
Which
he means 30,000 miles per hour.
Holy shit. Giant squid would be cool. It would be cool to be unafraid everywhere in the ocean.
Well, nobody would know that you exist.
Which is also kind of cool.
Which is also kind of cool, I guess.
Except for your secret network of squids.
That'd be so awesome. Like, whenever you're depressed, you can just go in the ocean.
Damn.
That'd be fucking sick.
Wait.
I can just disappear whenever I feel really sad. That's fucking awesome.
Into the deep.
Olin asks, why am I alive?
Into the abyss forever, whenever I feel like shit.
That's why you're alive. To go into the abyss forever, whenever you feel like shit, Olin.
Like a giant squid.
I think you're alive to love and to be loved, man.
Do
and
things.
Just free love, big love.
When I saw
and to have little kids.
When I saw Interstellar on IMAX, I thought, I'm glad I'm alive because I get to watch Interstellar.
That's a genuine thought you had?
Genuine.
I believe it.
It's so good. It's the best movie ever made.
People, for anyone who does not know about this, yeah, that is a genuine, that is a genuine feeling of Adams, is that Interstellar is the best movie ever made, which for some reason appears to be controversial. People do not seem to give a shit with this about that movie.
I don't understand. Maybe people didn't see it in IMAX. I saw it in IMAX and it was just like the most thrilling experience and a thrilling and emotional experience I've had seeing a movie in my
life. And his parents said it, and Spencer LeBute said it, and some other people.
Everyone I saw first. I was afraid that it wouldn't cross a generational thing, and I saw it with my parents, and my dad was just like, that was way better than 2001. Like, no contest. And I was just like, nice, he agrees.
Nice. Let's just all agree that Olin is alive to potentially see Interstellar in IMAX.
See Interstellar,
and to
man,
have kids.
If they re-release it on IMAX, if you can't see it, have children. They might get to see
there,
it.
There are your choices.
Jed asks, Judge Jed asks, nice, what happened to Elliot after E.T. went back to his home planet?
Died.
Oh,
died immediately of food poisoning.
Well, yeah. He might not have died immediately, but he
died a slow and painful death of food poisoning.
But have died.
Took a really long time.
I think he probably finished school.
Yeah, Jed. honestly, they probably finished school.
That was his dying wish.
He probably said, was.
Good Lord, let E.T. be out of my hands so I could finish school.
He was
Do you remember that line? You remember that
line? The line that everybody remembers.
It was a weird, like moment where he's God. In church. He's in church.
Let E.T. get home so I can finish school.
Yeah, that's what happened, Jed. Judge Jed. All right. Funniest episode of this podcast. Hands down.
Hands down. Hey, credit where credit's due. Give it up. Hawaiian feeling, guys.
All right. Thank you.
In right, effect so and on drugs.
Can we all just answer this next question? Yes. Chris asks, if guns don't kill people, people kill people. Does that mean toasters don't toast? It's pretty good.
I like it.
Can we just say yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it means that, then yes.
Dale asks, how's Evan doing?
Oh, so good.
It seems like
really?
He's doing good.
Wow.
He's got the funniest episode of this goddamn podcast.
We'll get to how you've been doing at the end of the episode.
I guess so.
True. Save it.
Luca asks, favorite movie?
Alliance, dude. It's cool.
This will be pounded, dude.
What too.
Is it Trader Boys?
Yeah, we got the Train Boys.
Train Boys.
Well,
over here.
We got a couple different. Well, we don't have an alliance, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, secret. Okay, so this one,
I have to do. I'm pretty sure you guys have an alliance.
Only time will tell. What movies she's been in? But Luca asks, Lusa, I think, favorite movie featuring Meryl Streep. Was she National Treasure?
No.
What's that woman's name? The mom.
Mirren? Helen Mirren?
Helen Mirren.
Helen?
It is Helen. She's in National Treasure.
What is Meryl Streep in?
Yes,
Meryl
the Streep. Second one. Meryl Streep's in Doubt. Meryl,
you would
Deer
recognize
Hunter.
Her. Saw her. She was in the ABBA movie, right?
Yeah.
Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
Oh, I know Meryl Streep. Probably Mamma Mia.
She's a great actress. I just never seen anything she's been
in. It's interesting. My favorite movie that she's in, not like my favorite Meryl Streep role or performance or movie necessarily, but just like she's in it and it's my favorite one that she was in. That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, Deer Hunter is really good, but I also haven't watched it in like 10 years. It's rough. It's hard to get through that movie.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say the ABBA movie, Mamma Mia.
Yeah, me too.
I never saw that.
All right, there's your answer, Luca.
Almost National Treasure.
Andrew, Mr. Z-Tech, asks,
what up?
What is the most physically exhausted you have ever been? / at one point in your life, did you physically exert yourself the most? Oof.
Damn.
The most exhausted I've ever been probably has been when I've been dehydrated. As in, like, that my body, it didn't matter the physical activity I was doing. I was the most exhausted I've ever been.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, critically dehydrated. There have been a few times that's happened, and one time that happened at Lollapalooza, and one time that happened going up the dunes in Michigan. That was probably the most physically exhausted my body has ever felt.
Were you on spice?
I was smoking spice. Synthetic weed, and I was dying.
Hawaiian Feeling Funny episode on drugs.
But I've also
played dog drugs.
I've also played a lot of games of basketball and exerted myself like crazy.
Yeah, you didn't exert yourself very much in the Facebook game. I guess you're right. Oh, the Facebook basketball game?
Yeah.
Cool. But I'm going to go ahead and say, like, the times I've been dehydrated are when I've been the most physically exhausted. One specific basketball game where I scored 22 points as a young kid.
Any threes
the
in there?
Most, yes. Was the most exhausted I've probably ever been. But I was on, like, a weird, like, I was in a weird zone where, like, I was very accurate, but also just moving very fast. And after, it was like a
you're
weird
in the groove.
I was truly in a zone, and afterwards I felt like I was going to, like, straight up pass out. but that's probably me. What about you? Moving was also hard. Moving up here.
Yeah.
The big items.
Yeah, moving here was tough. For me, probably the first time I've hiked through the Grand Canyon twice with my family, and the first time was when I was, like, 18 or 19.
Hot.
And I wasn't, like, doing it. Like, yeah, it was so sick. And I wasn't, like, doing anything physical.
So you were barely legal. You were hiking through the Grand Canyon.
Fresh out of high school. Little baby boy.
Really frosh-faced.
Yeah, for sure. But I was there with my dad, who has always stayed in pretty good shape, and, like, my brother, who has always been, like, a hyper-conscious eater, and then my little stepbrother, who had just, like, gotten out of, like, soccer camp or whatever,
yeah,
and, like, has always been in phenomenal shape.
You never told me he took soccer camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never told him that.
He was so good at soccer camp.
Not the game soccer, a new game called soccer camp.
Yeah. Kind of like halfway between camp and just playing soccer.
Damn, that's campy.
Hey, that's campy.
That was rough, though. That was a rough trip.
Does that count as both? The most you physically exerted yourself and the most exhausted.
Yeah, probably just kind of like to keep up with all of them. I didn't want them to feel like they had to like hang back for me, so I just kind of like pushed myself super hard.
Literally the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
How I felt the first time I did the dunes, except I was dehydrated.
Right.
And then
right.
The second time I did the dunes, I just ran up. Like I was like, this is perfect. When we were on tour.
One time I was on Spice and I thought I was doing the dunes.
Shut up!
And instead, I was doing the nudes.
Doing the nudes?
Yeah.
That's a whole different ball game.
I was doing some nudes.
What about you?
It was for a calendar. All right. So, yeah, I'm trying to think. I think the most exhausted I've ever been is not because of the most I've exerted myself, but I guess technically it is. When me and my friends had a staying awake contest, that was probably the most exhausted I was.
How many of you were there?
Well, there were, like, in the beginning, like, there was probably, like, 8.
Wow.
But then...
Where did you fall in the final ranking?
I won.
You did?
I did win.
Tight.
And it was probably like 3 or 4 days or something. And...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I was... So then I was spending the night at Charlie's after Trevor had finally conceded and gone to sleep. And I was... Maybe it was not 4 days. Yes. Let's say 3
that sounds
max.
Unhealthy.
Close to
it was,
death.
It was very unhealthy. I was hallucinating for sure.
Were you really?
Yeah. 3 days probably. It was probably around 3 days. 36 hours or whatever. Not 36.
So that's so much free time.
36 is still so long.
Was this during the summer?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Must be. But so I'm finally going to sleep. And Charlie just... I'm in the top bucket. He's in the bottom bucket. He just keeps talking to me. And when I don't respond, he just goes, Adam? Adam! And I was so pissed.
That's a really good tactic.
It's so funny.
That's a great guy. Because
he had slept tonight. Like, he wasn't
was fine.
In the contest. And there was, like, a clip-on lamp on the thing. So I just threw it down at his head, and I got out of the top bunk, and I just started beating him up. And then he finally stopped, and I went to bed. And the next morning, we realized I broke the fluorescent light bulb, right by his head. And supposedly, there's, like, poison in there, but it's probably fine because they're so little.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
But that's probably the most exhaust I've been. The most I've exerted myself. I have
no
idea.
Were you having, like, open-eye visuals?
Yeah.
Wild.
It was good.
It was good.
And I
was
it's like I was on Spice. But it's weird to think, like, the most I've exerted myself, like, they made us do so much shit all the time in gym class and school. Like,
yeah.
I've done, like, I don't know if I've ever really pushed myself as hard as when it was just like, I guess I just have to run a fucking mile.
Yeah, right.
Or, like, I guess I have to run 2 miles
You're
right
literally
now.
Literally
like,
forced
geez.
To.
Right, yeah, I feel like if I did that later, I would just stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Although now I'm grateful for the fact that happened, at all. But I have a way better answer than when I was just tired because I was dehydrated. But the most exhausted I think I've ever been involved staying awake, and I was
makes sense.
Yeah, I was awake for a little under 48 hours, and it was on the tour I did with Empire in South by Southwest, and it was when we played. I was awake for a full day, playing a show in Little Rock, and we had to do an all-night drive to Austin, Texas, which is a long time. I don't remember the exact number of hours, but I offered, because I don't drive, I couldn't help take shifts, to be awake the entire time to like keep people awake.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then the entire next day, I had to be awake, because here's what our performances were scheduled. 11 a.m., 4 p.m., and then like 10:30 p.m. So there's no really good time to sleep at all. Yeah. So I was just awake for like all of that. And there's video evidence of me being this tired, and it's when we were playing a song in a van for like a live session video. And you've seen this.
Yeah.
Legendary. All of the comments just say that I look like the saddest, most tired person they've ever seen. And I did. I look back on that, and all I see is pain behind the eyes for the fact that I am awake and alive.
Every time I am in a situation like that, I always think back to this episode of Mythbusters where they find out any amount of sleep makes you sharper and focus more. Even if it makes you feel worse, you actually perform better.
Weird.
They tested it. And speaking of which, Mythbusters is done.
Done. Yeah. Kick the bucket.
It's done-zo. Done.
I watched not nearly enough time.
I watched the final episode. I'm a big Mythbusters fan. I've seen every episode.
Was the last episode fun?
Yeah, it was.
We were talking about how we wish the last episode was them finding out what happens after death.
Also, you sent me a text the other day that cracked me up. That was like, what if Mythbusters just met a couple busters that were in the
mix? Oh, yeah.
My favorite part of the episode, they shot their send-off to Buster was they shot him. If you've ever seen any of the episodes with Buster. The rocket sleds,
yeah,
they shoot him at like 800 miles per hour into a wall. They show the high speed. He just, it looks like Kitty Pryde, the X-Man.
Sure.
But nothing comes out the other side. He just disappears into a wall. He's completely, like, vaporized.
What shot, was it the rocket, like?
Like, they put it, like, he's on a rocket-powered, like, thing on a rail.
Sure.
And he's on that rail, and then at the end of it, they just built a wall. And so he's attached to that, and he's just 800 miles an hour, and he just, like, you see him going into the wall, and it just, like, erases. It just disappears wow. as it hits the wall.
Like
but, like,
existed.
Nothing's coming out the other side. It's great.
Damn, Buster.
Did, like, was it sentimental set? Was it, like, the finale of Friends? Was it, like, very sad at all?
It wasn't really. The last episode, they did a two-hour thing. They did, like, a last episode that was, like, an episode that was mostly just, like, fun.
Yeah.
And then they did a reunion where they brought the build team back and they sat around the table and they just like talked about everything and looked at clips people, like celebrities sent in to say like, thanks for doing the Mythbusters, like Obama sent one in. And it was pretty cool. And that was a little more emotional, but also like they weren't really that emotional about
right.
it.
Right.
I'm glad that like they brought the build team back. I'm glad right. they're not mad at the build team.
I love the build team.
I don't know what they'd be mad about.
You gotta.
Do we want to go through more questions?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll be good for a while because I'm on Spice.
Good. Who will be Kanye West's VP in 2020 when he's the president?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know. Sufjan probably Tyler, Stevens. The Creator. Yeah, Sufjan Stevens. Just some artist. Oh, I just Max Bemis.
I just
he
wanted,
and Max Bemis have been hanging out a little bit.
I want it to just be Sorry. Kim Kardashian.
His wife.
Married couple.
That if anyone hates on her as his VP, he's like, shut up. Sick.
Right?
It's real.
It's probably Kim Kardashian Griffin.
I don't think he could do it. He'd be so mad at everyone. But I guess he's like probably pretty used to negative press.
Y'all ever see Wreck-It Ralph? The girl.
That girl.
In there. There's an interview where he compared himself to the glitch from Wreck-It Ralph. Y'all tell me people to look at me like I'm the motherfucking glitch. That so girl good. In there. The glitch.
She was
the glitch.
Oh.
Y'all telling me people don't look at me like I'm the motherfucking glitch? And then there's silence. By the end, there's silence. It's in my code.
Yeah.
It's in my
code. But he calls the movie Wreckin' Ralph.
Y'all ever see Wreckin' Ralph? The girl in there.
Did some wise-ass go, I don't reckon I do.
Anyway, that's our answer to that question. Jonathan Cooney.
What up?
We can answer this easily. Oh, someone answered it for him on Facebook. It was C-Tech. It was interesting. C-Tech. He goes,
FAQ.
He goes, what is the origin of the phrase Hawaiian feeling? And it's a mountain goat song.
Yeah.
It's right in the beginning of that.
That's not what we named it after, though.
No, it's just something we thought.
It's a good title.
We named it after Johnny suggesting we name it Hawaiian feeling and everyone liking it.
And that was that.
And I don't even think Johnny likes the mountain goats.
Honestly, you might be right.
Andrew Z-Tech also answered this question, but in a funny way. Connor Boyd asks, Grum or Gorm, who is the real tall talker?
Oh.
And Andrew says, I just want to use Andrew's answer.
Okay.
Because that's a dumb question, Connor. Sorry.
It's pretty good. Especially because Johnny's not here. He can't, like.
Yeah, he can't, like, do his, like, oh.
His catchphrase.
But Andrew goes, Grum and Gorm are the cousins of the Twisted Twins.
Oh, boy.
They live in the peak of the Totted Tooth in the Crumbling Cabin. I have never heard of the Crumbling Cabin.
It's a scary place, that Crumbling
it
Cabin.
It sounds terrifying.
I think my favorite one of that, all that stuff, was the 10 turkeys.
The 10 turkeys. So I am really into the Palace of the Peppermint Pipers. I don't want to give Johnny the pride of knowing that I'm really into that particular one. Because I like the Peppermint's Peak, and then there's the Palace of the
guys,
Peppermint Pipers.
Can we agree?
Different places.
We're all in an alliance that Johnny's not in.
Yeah, oh, word.
Hold on, everybody, put your microphones away for a second. 100%. Okay, we're back.
Very good.
Jonathan Cooney asks, there's been a lot of stuff about the cabinet in this podcast, I feel like. He goes, you've just won the presidency. Who is in your cabinet?
Me?
Oh, boy.
I've just won?
Yeah, you've won. Buddy, you've won. Well, oh, no, Johnny just commented on that thing. He just wrote Pipton's pump.
Pipton's pump. Johnny, will you watch the fucking Bulls play basketball and get off of this status?
I hope he's recording some audio there.
Yeah.
At least do some fucking homework while you're taking the night off to watch a Bulls game.
Anyway, this is kind of a crazy question. Who's in my cabinet?
Yeah.
I'm going to be pretty...
Probably all of them franchise boys.
Yeah.
Probably the... Everyone on the first season of Celebrity Rehab.
So, because they're better now.
They're better.
They've been better for like a while.
Including Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Dr. Drew's my surgeon general.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
For sure.
I think you guys are in my cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
That's the alliance we're in is the cabinet.
The presidential cabinet.
You know what?
For whom? For what president?
Oh, I also want to say,
Dr. Drew?
Really quick, it is a full moon, so this is a pizza club meeting.
What time are we at, by the way? We've been going for a long time.
None of your business. It's an hour 17, but I feel
that's
like,
not bad. Let's keep going.
I feel like the real problem is when we just lose our steam, but I don't think we've lost our steam.
I agree.
But thanks for breaking the flow.
Yeah, we were doing
Sorry,
so great.
Dude, Alliance.
Okay, real quick, shitty question to get this over with. Adam, will you be my dad? No.
Maybe.
Hey.
All right.
Is your name Adam? Is your name Adam?
His
Tony?
Name? Yes. Maxwell.
It was probably for you.
What is the most majestic animal, and you can't say a horse or a dolphin?
Lion?
What if those
probably
are
a purple worry. Mountain?
What if those are the most majestic animals, though?
Yeah, why would you exclude those?
How can I answer if those are the most majestic animals?
I would say wild horses. That would be my honest answer.
You can't say that.
Yeah, I guess I can't. Okay, I'll stick with Purple Mountain.
Besides those.
Oh, blue whale. Hands down, blue whale.
Why blue?
Man.
Biggest?
Why does that doesn't make them majestic.
Pork
Yes, it does, because they're also the most elusive.
But, like,
that's majestic.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No.
They're the lowest in population.
No, elusive is not majestic.
Elusive doesn't
I think
make
elusive
majestic.
Is super majestic.
No,
I don't know. It's like
majestic is.
Think of
sit
like,
down.
Think of
sit down,
Anthony.
Bitch.
Think of the flakiest. Think of the flakiest person you know.
Oh,
take
yeah,
a second.
Yeah.
No. Take a second. Take a second. Now, would you describe them as majestic?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Fucking liar.
You're right.
You're fucking
right.
Lying.
However, I don't necessarily.
If people, hang on. If people are majestic, well, you can talk all you want for 10 minutes, but other people do need to speak. Fucking sigh. Alliance.
Yes, what's up? Okay. Evan, can I speak on what you just said?
No, yes, I didn't say no, what I was going to say.
I'd say it.
People who are majestic want to be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but also.
Kanye.
Fucking majestic
Kanye
as shit.
Kanye was the most majestic animal.
No, we're just saying.
It's probably like a bird of prey. Or like a maybe a peacock. I don't know. A lion.
I guess I just think about like
it's got to be something common.
The reason I don't think about flakiness as in terms of elusiveness,
uh-huh.
It's just like, have you ever met a blue whale? It's like when you talk about people in your like that are in your life only peripherally that you admire so much, that, like they aren't flaky to you. They're just elusive. You haven't met them. You rarely see them.
No, dude. But Obama's a flake. Where the fuck is
yeah,
he?
Like, to me, Obama is majestic, but he's very elusive. How often do you get a private moment with Barack Obama?
But I guess.
How often do you have the opportunity to?
I guess.
How often do you have the opportunity to have a private moment with Blue Whale?
Well,
almost never. But I have the opportunity.
Well,
to
here's
see
what
one
I,
all
here's,
the time.
Here's where here's where I think the breakdown is. You
sure.
Think
it's
blue
way
whales?
Harder than I thought.
You think blue whales are elusive? To you or to humans.
Right.
Whereas
are they elusive
I think,
to krill?
I think blue whales are kind of elusive to everything.
Sure.
So that's different.
You don't find some kind of majesty in that?
I think there is a majesty, but I think there's difference. Like, everyone knows where Obama is at all times. He has to meet with people.
Sure.
I don't think he's elusive. He's just, like, select.
I didn't bring up Obama.
Okay, fine. King Kong.
King Kong? I think
we can agree King Kong is
majestic animal. That was so easy. How did that come out of there? There you go, Maxwell. We can all agree with the fact that King Kong is the most majestic. Funniest episode of this podcast. Hands down, three-way alliance, the cabinet.
Yep, yeah. That's what's up.
We are the cabinet.
Also, our other alliances are still real.
No, for sure.
Go bang still
lot,
real.
Bang a lot of hot chicks alliance. In effect, yeah. On drugs.
Fuck the fat alliance.
Fuck a fed.
Train boys.
Face the fact you're fat as fuck.
All right, there's a few more. Oh, God, all this shit about animals. Conrad says,
animals keep fucking coming. Rule.
If you could combine any two animals.
I love this question.
What two would you combine? I don't know, a pig
love
and some pork?
This question.
Whoa.
You're going to wish that you didn't say that. Just because I think you'll want to come up with a cooler answer.
Yeah,
mind
probably.
If I could combine any two animals. Me and you, dude.
Maybe like a lion and a bird make a griffin.
Me and you.
I would like a griffin to exist.
Dude, me and you.
You could combine?
Dude.
Couple,
I feel like all
of the fucking animals.
All the alliances.
You and me would become a train.
That would be a cool thing to become.
Yeah.
Like a Megazord.
Yeah.
All right, I guess our answer to that is all of the alliances combining.
Nah, a bug and a banana.
Ugh,
yikes.
Gross.
Yikes.
Also under the impression that a banana is an animal.
If it has a face.
Johnny isn't here, so Gino, I'm afraid I can't answer your question.
We can.
It's ask Johnny when I can ride in that damn truck.
Tonight,
take a joyride. We have his keys.
Yeah, Gino, I'll say you probably can. This weekend for sure, but I would ask Johnny first.
you don't have to.
Ask Johnny.
Give a scratch.
Tag him in the question.
Yeah.
Oh, he won't hear this for a while. Well, yeah. Maybe I'll get it up tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, so that was that.
That was the last question?
No, we have a lot more, but
fuck
I won't.
Yeah.
We'll see if we're. Right.
If they're in the FAQ,
this is more. This is
answer.
More animal stuff. Austin
hell
asks,
yeah.
If you were a sheep, would you fuck another sheep if you were another sheep? Yes.
I think like based on
100%.
We're all another sheep to another sheep.
But
you know? Am I wrong?
I think is the reason
yes, that's
he's
right.
Is the reason he's like is he like capitalizing you? Please just like answer that question.
By the way, there's
sort of like
guys, I'm so sorry. I just saw something that made me laugh really hard.
Okay.
Which is in an event for an
island
show
that's
looking
I didn't see you laugh.
Really good.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Queen Moo just got added to our show in Connecticut.
Hell yeah.
Our show in Connecticut is now like full.
Sick.
For Island. And someone just wrote, shit is no fucking joke.
It's pretty good.
And I really liked that.
Is he emphasizing you as hard as you were?
Yes.
So I think my guess is the reason he's doing that is I'm not any sheep. My mind,
your cognizance is maintained in the sheep. Yeah.
I almost definitely would not.
I probably would not either.
I don't think I could.
It's not worth it. It's not worth procreating for sheep.
True.
Other sheep can do that,
right? All right. What's in the fucking box from Dahlia?
Probably just kill myself.
Just a big fat box to kill myself.
If I was
not funny. We are.
Yeah, it's a big fat box. So fuck you.
A big fat box. So you're fucking cute.
Hey, you know what's in that box? None of your business.
None of your fucking beeswax.
Yes, that is our answer. Is none of your beeswax, yes. Dahlia.
That's what's up.
Teddy has another question.
Also, we'll a give banana mark.
Oh, and I haven't read it, but Andrew Zetek wrote, "This is a great question."
So let me
answer it. In addition to the question I texted you, what's the most innocent, embarrassing moment of your childhood, preferably high school, pre-high school, he said.
Oh,
jeez.
But maybe middle school.
I have to think about this.
But maybe in middle school, in case you were the kid told people what a penis was.
Evan left. He gave me the finger. He gave Anthony the shocker. And he just left.
This is really mean. I'm really struggling to think of this. A lot of it was like being ignorant to things. I know mine, hands down. Never mind.
Piss in your mouth?
I peed in my own mouth. And I loved it, and I wouldn't stop.
No.
Thanks.
Cool. Audio effects brought to you by Adam.
It's good. God, I almost want to wait till Evan's back here.
To tell them.
Do you want to pause it for just a second?
I'll try and think of one. It's the most embarrassing, innocently embarrassing pre-high school thing.
Yes.
I don't know, because if you go far enough back, it's like swearing as a very little kid. That's embarrassing when you're like fifth grade. And then when you're in like eighth grade, you're like, actually, that wasn't embarrassing.
Yeah, like,
that's
that
fine.
Sick. Oh,
pretty
I have
sick.
A thing involving swearing too. All right, I'll tell the first one because Evan knows about this. The second one.
Okay.
But one was when I was in fifth grade, I was told that, a lot of people around me were starting to swear. And
hell
I was told,
shit.
And I was told that if I swore, I was going to hell. So what I did was I would bleep out my swears. So I'd be like, I'm going to kick your beep. Like I would go beep.
Nice.
And I did that.
I think you've talked about this on the podcast before.
Maybe. Oh, I might have. But I have a better one that I was waiting for you for. This is 100% true and is really insane. But it was when I first kind of figured out what masturbating was. But I hadn't done it yet. I just learned about it. And I was wondering if it was like a thing I like had to wait to do or something like that. And I had a friend named John. Shouts out to John.
John.
Johnny.
Join the alliance.
Join our alliance, my guy. I believe he's on a softball team now. That's kind of like an alliance.
Funk. That was a homer.
But I remember we were talking for a second, like making a joke about masturbating or something like that. This, I think, was in like was this in sixth grade or seventh grade? I don't know because I went to a K-8 school. So it all kind of blurs together around the middle school times.
Whoa. Kate.
Kate school.
But I can't remember if I started masturbating in like seventh grade or sixth grade. But I remember asking him before I'd ever started because we like made a joke about it. And then I wanted to take it down to street level, like have a real conversation. And I was like, I didn't think I'm going to masturbate for a while. What about you? And he was just like.
As though it's like smoking.
Something like that. And he, like, didn't really answer me. He was like, I don't fucking know. Like, that's weird. And I was like, okay. It's whatever. That was, like, a bad feeling.
That's good.
At the time, you felt very embarrassed?
After he reacted like that, absolutely. And then now I look back at it, it's even more embarrassing. But way funny.
I feel like for me, it's just getting, like, probably, this is probably boring, but it's probably just getting in trouble. I felt really bad about getting in trouble.
Same. Yeah.
And now looking back, it's just like, no one gives a fuck if a high school kid acts up. I should have ruined at least one assembly.
I guess you're right.
No one would care.
Yeah.
They would just be like, go to detention. And
It'd be fine.
Ruined an assembly.
I should have. Like, imagine if like you're at an assembly, you just walked down there, like walked around. Mm-hmm. No one would do anything.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be that bad. And like everyone would
be really
like,
funny.
Everyone would be like, "What the hell is Adam doing? This is amazing,
Adam!"
And you're just like standing there, like some guy, some guest speaker's talking. And you just walk up and stand next to him. Like, who gives a shit?
You get expelled?
Nah, man. Just to right. Definitely should have ruined an assembly or two in high school. But yeah, I felt really bad when I got in trouble. I got a detention once, and I felt really bad. I felt really guilty about it.
That reminds me of
for not doing my homework.
Like I was not like very much of an act up kind of kid, but there was one time in high school when I don't remember what the class was, but we had a substitute teacher.
I had a substitute teacher.
Yeah, and
Anthony's just leaving the show.
I guess.
All right, Anthony's left the show.
The whole class was just kind of like fucking around and not paying any credence to the teacher at all. And at one point, she was just like, "Stop, stop, stop, stop. How many times do I have to say it?" And everybody got quiet. And I just said, "One more time." And I like, but I meant it like you just said it like 10 times. You might as well just say it one more time. But as soon as I realized that it probably sounded a lot more like, "Say it one more time." Like it sounded a lot more like that. I was like, "Oh
say
shit." And I was like,
it. "Fucking say it."
No, no, no. It wasn't soon enough to be like, "No, I didn't mean it to sound like I was threatening you."
Did you say that?
Yeah. But I meant it to just be a funny, like, I don't know. I was trying to be a smart ass, and then I was
"It
like,
is funny."
Wait, no.
You know who does that a lot via text? Danny.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that whenever he does a joke in the, like the island text group, he'll then like feel the need to explain it for like five lines, and then be like, "Oh fuck, I'm sorry."
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. You, Danny. You heard it here first.
You suck, bro. You fucking suck, bro. Anyway,
whoa. Not in our
those
alliance.
Are good answers to that question. That's a good question. Oh my god!
But yeah, fucking raise some hell while no one gives a shit.
That's what's up.
If you're in high school,
fuck it up.
No one cares.
Ooh, they're dwindling. The questions are dwindling.
Well, that's
yeah. Well,
there's
that's
a,
good.
This is Mary again with a better question than why.
Thanks for your second attempt, Mary.
There's
hopefully it's better.
There's a billboard I saw the other night that asks the following question, and I'd like for someone to answer it.
This already makes no sense.
Is your dog a fugitive? Mary, you've made up for your previous question in spades. Yeah. Killing it. The answer is I hope
wait,
yes.
Was that like a double entendre when you said spades? Like how you would spay a dog. Moving on.
Ah, there you go.
There I go.
Does that have something to do with vaccines or
funny,
something?
Funny.
Probably.
Yeah.
Fugitives?
Was Charlotte a fugitive?
Fugitive dog?
Maybe.
Maybe it's dogs that are like half
for
a wolf
reasons
and
we
people
can
don't realize.
Oh, yeah,
you
there
forget you
go.
Had a dog.
Yeah.
I always forget that your stepbrother went to soccer camp.
Which I suppose is natural. Like, I guess that it's natural for me to
do I have
that.
To remind you guys of these things? How often do we have to talk about this?
Maybe it just means like there's a family looking for that dog.
Looking
maybe.
For those beans. Anyway, this is... Sorry.
Whoa.
Anyway, yes, all of our dogs are fugitives. Dahlia asks...
You guys are my dogs.
We're all fugitives.
Fugitives, right?
For sure.
We can't put this out. They'll know where we are.
That's what's up.
Dahlia asks, do you remember? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
That time in September.
Yes, we do remember. I remember how good the cookie Chessmen is.
Hot to trot. That's how I feel about this.
Damn it, we got one more from Teddy.
All right, bring it on.
I'm excited.
It's good because it's Hawaiian feeling related. He said, "I just listened to Whirler Wave today again and want to relive that disaster. When in an above ground pool, do you prefer Whirl or Wave?"
I still haven't listened to that episode.
Listen to it. It's
you
really
not on,
good.
You weren't
know,
on
maybe,
that
maybe,
episode.
Maybe I should.
No, he
that
wasn't.
Was the first one I wasn't on,
oh,
and
shit.
Maybe I should maintain the long joke.
Except I want you to listen to it because
no, I know
to
you
me,
do.
To me that. Question was so obvious what it meant.
No,
but
know.
I guess it was to everyone who disagreed with me too, and that was the problem. I want to know where you fall on that question.
What is it again? Is
when in an above ground pool? It's
when in an above ground pool.
Do you prefer? Actually, the wording has to be exact. What
right.
is it?
When in an above ground pool, do you prefer whirl or wave pool?
Well, so let's. Can we establish anything here?
I think I know exactly what
you're doing.
No, shut up.
Whirlpool brand? Or like a just a world.
You have to. You're on your own because I don't want to alter your state because I'm on spice and I'm on another level.
Whirl.
Sure. Okay.
What?
That's so easy.
What do you think the question means, though?
I don't know. I mean, it could mean so many things, and in considering all the different permutations of what it could mean, I would go to Whirlpool more often than I would go to Wave
Pool. So you're
like
a black box here. We put it in, something comes out.
I'm scary.
What happens in the... Yeah. What's in the box?
Scary. Dahlia.
Evan's decision process.
Yeah.
Who asked that question, what's in the box?
Dahlia?
Yeah.
Dahlia.
We have two more questions.
Evan's mind.
One is not a question, and one of them I was at first like, I don't really know if we should do this, but here's the first one. What is the best cut of steak? I like prime rib.
I don't really know
that
much.
I used to like filet mignon better.
I don't know much about steaks. Best cut?
I don't know. Round of eye?
Ground.
Yeah, ground beef?
Thinly sliced cut up.
Yeah, just kind of like plain old just fillets.
Yeah.
It's like taking
but of where, my
dude? A lot you can do with those.
Yeah. Yeah, I like prime rib.
Evan likes fillets.
Adam says ground up and cut up. Cut up.
I don't know anything about steak.
So this is something that is kind of vague and sort of dumb. Sorry, Cal. But
damn.
They asked, tell a weird story about a girl you used to like / date / whatever. Which is kind of a vague thing. Should we do it? I feel like we've done that a lot. Not really, actually. I probably have. Do you have a weird story?
Yeah,
but I have a good standby story.
What is your standby story?
You know what it is. Kaylee.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know about this, Adam?
The shocker story? No, I probably don't.
It is a very good story.
It's a pretty crazy story.
We're not saying like beginning, middle, and end, are we? That good?
Or kind of.
Wow.
So to speak. So I like.
Oh, that'd be a good podcast, so to speak.
That is my podcast.
Yeah, that'd be an Anthony podcast.
Root beer moods.
I don't know who else you would have on there.
Root beer moods.
That was a hashtag I made one time.
It's pretty good.
After like a long emotional status, I just wrote hashtag root beer moods. Some people liked it.
Do you want to tell this story?
I mean,
or is it for?
It's not so long.
I'm gonna leave out details that would make her identifiable at all. But
we've got the first name.
So I'll give you the first name, and I'll also give you that she was on like
spice.
She was on spice when I was in love with her, and so now I'm on spice all the time.
Oh yeah.
She was on a. Like not very, but semi-successful, like kids TV show, and
okay.
So
I can't, I'm like, so amazed you have the restraint to not just say what
I
it
can't.
Is.
Well,
no,
I guess
you don't
I can't.
Text passwords.
Yeah, no, you can't, man. But this is when I was like first getting on the internet, probably when I was like 10,
getting
or 11.
It on the internet,
yeah, nonstop, and I so.
What was like the age difference between you and this person? Was this like,
I don't think, like
was this like you watching a sitcom like holy shit there's
no,
like a teenager
no, no, no.
With
was,
boobs.
It was like a kid.
Okay.
It was like I think she's like a year or two older than me now.
Okay. But at the time she was the same age.
Yeah, yeah. And like I thought she was a total babe, and so in just kind of like using the internet, you just like Google things that you're interested in. And I found
so you searched girls.
Yeah. cool girls on TV shows. And but I found a Yahoo group that was made for her that was run by her sister and like same last name. And I was like, okay, cool. So I go into the group,
Yahoo
I join.
Group?
I start like I find the sister in like the sister's account is the sister's AIM name. And so I add her on AIM, and I just kind of just like start talking to her casually because you could do that in those days.
Wow.
And like
her sister or her?
Her sister.
Okay, yeah.
And so we would just kind of like talk about nothing, you know? Like, I don't know if we ever, like, determined what each other's names
were. That's so Seinfeldian.
Yeah. Yeah. But so her sister also had a buddy profile on her AIM account. And so I went into, used to be able to see, like, who has viewed the buddy profile. And so I went into that list and just through deductive reasoning, narrowed it down to, like, five names that I thought could possibly be this girl.
Yeah.
And I add them all to my list.
This is amazing.
And I'm like.
You're 10 and you're just like, story. Yeah, whatever, woohoo.
This is
like,
one of the first stories he ever told me.
It's like, you can't even say it's like, predatory because like you have no idea what it means to like a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
And it predates everything.
Yeah.
So it's not,
that's true.
Yeah.
It was before any dates.
And I was like, I don't think I even knew what the word puberty meant at that point.
Yeah.
You know? So like so
you thought the not denial was a river in Egypt.
go on, dude.
Damn it, dude.
So eventually, like, I kind of narrow it down to a couple of names, and eventually I get down to one.
The final four.
And, like, I'm sure it's her. Like, I think she, like, has her name and her, in like, her AIM info or something. And she's, like, posting all these away messages that are, like, dashboard confessional and, like, trapped lyrics. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is the girl of my dreams. And so eventually.
Did you like dashboard?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, stuff I heard on the radio, like, sure. Like any other 10-year-old kid,
happened,
you know.
Yeah.
That shit was on the radio?
When yeah.
I was 10, I would listen to, like,
he went batshit on the radio.
I listened to, like, the Goo Goo Dolls on the radio.
This was
trapped,
like,
was definitely.
This is, like, 94.7 The Zone. Time period.
I was a 92.7 yeah. Kiss FM kid.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So you found Kaylee.
So
you fucking idiot.
I literally edited it out. Sorry. And that was a big mistake.
You have no brain.
I don't want to start like a witch hunt. A Hawaiian feeling witch hunt.
Witch hunt. Get her. Anyway, sorry.
So eventually she posts an away message that's like, I'm going out, so and so call me, and it's her phone number.
No!
And I'm like,
yes! I forgot about this.
And so I called
Johnny
her.
Just walked in.
What's up, dude?
Got a shirt.
Oh, there you go.
Got a shirt, it's a bull shirt.
Tight.
They shot the shirt out of a gun and you got it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's pretty good. And so I call her one time. And she picks up, and I just hang up right away. And then,
classic.
And then, like,
so
five minutes later, after my heart slows down, I call her again, and then he picks up, and she's like, "Who is this?" Because she recognized the number, and she's like, "Who's calling me all this time?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I think I called the wrong number." And then I hung up again, and I never interacted with her ever again.
So good,
amazing.
Except
you
now,
did find her.
I found her on Facebook, and she's married, and I have, like, two mutual friends with her.
Weird.
Who I have no idea what that connection is.
One of them might be me.
Maybe.
I
doubt it.
Penthouse stories.
Yeah, who knows?
Ooh, the sexual deviant.
Just figure it out.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wondering, like, one day if I pull the Silas Wilkinson and I hit her up.
You hit her up like, that was me all those years.
Is there
years
any way
ago?
You remember getting a call?
Did she have
like,
a cell phone?
A little 10-year-old kid like, I'm sorry, I had the wrong number. And then hanging up.
Why did she even have
Dude,
a phone?
Do it!
No.
It might have been a landline. I don't
that's
know.
That's true, but don't do it. That's weird.
That would be very.
Now it's weird.
That I should not do.
That's not cute at all. It's fucking weird now.
He's married.
If you did it now, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're on a show and I thought you were hot.
I missed my chance.
So I found out your phone number.
Oh, yeah.
And
I guess
I
with
called
Silas
you.
Wilkinson, there's way less pretense. With this,
right.
There's
yeah.
so much context. Yeah. It's like, well, how did
it's
you get the
more,
number? It's like,
yeah.
well, I had you on AIM. How did you get my AIM
way more,
address?
Way more
explanation.
I was
in a Yahoo group with your sister.
And like, it's just like not a fun thing that like no one would, neither side would enjoy that.
Right.
Like it'd be
right.
fun if it's like, hey, funny story. But if you were just like, funny story, like I used to like really love you. Like, what do you fucking say to that? Just like,
said
yeah,
that.
I
should have said that to Silas.
I was on
she,
TV.
She probably sat in my AIM for months. Maybe yeah. maybe years before I said anything.
Wow.
You know?
But did you chat with her on AIM?
No.
Okay,
no,
I was wondering.
Never.
Yeah.
I was never that brave.
I was going to say, because when you said
her sister was one thing.
Yeah. Hey, she doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
I don't
don't know if I feel like I got a lot of dumb stories, but I don't really like.
This is about liking a girl or a girl you kind of dated?
Yeah, or something. I don't know. She just said anything. I feel like I get a lot of dumb stories. I'm friends with a lot of them on Facebook, but like not all of them listen to my podcast. Probably none of them.
Probably.
I just don't know. Evan, I feel like you've heard like a million of them.
Maybe.
I just think, I don't know. I feel like I put myself in.
Yeah. I wasn't really that datey in school.
Yeah.
I didn't like go on dates.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm acting like I went on a lot of dates, but these aren't really dates. These are just dumbass stories. Tales of a dumbass boy.
Mm-hmm.
One time when I was playing in my neighbor's yard, the neighbor girl, I died, and this was like preschool. And she was like, oh, I'll give him mouth to mouth. And then I freaked out and ran home.
As you would.
So there's that.
That's good.
That is a pretty good story.
Real good, yeah.
Yeah. And there was another time I was on the swing, and her little sister walked in front of me, and I couldn't stop, and I hit her, and then she ran crying to her mom, and was like, he kicked me in the head. And she screamed at me, and she was like, go home! And I was like, eek! Shit, I ran home.
Damn. You were in love with this neighbor girl.
Those people weren't. They were my next-door neighbors. I had someone my own age I could play with.
Mm-hmm.
But we were in love. You're right.
Funniest episode of Wine. Like,
but those people were weird. They had a dog that was half wolf, and they had to get it put down.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah. That's a fugitive dog.
That was literally a fucking fugitive dog.
That dog is still alive somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, that dog's still alive in hell.
It's burning.
Hey, Hitler's still alive in hell.
That's true, man. He is still alive in hell. That is awesome.
Yeah. So fun.
Where's Johnny?
He's away.
He must be winding down. He must be pretty amped up from that game. He caught a shirt from a shirt gun. That's pretty sick.
That's a big deal.
You said they had good seats, so that checks out, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Damn.
Check that out.
Who won the game?
I broke up with someone with a note one time.
I just wonder who fucking won.
Damn.
The game.
Like a Damn. Passed note?
Yes.
Like a,
not like in class.
Yeah.
But like I gave it to them.
Yeah. It count as passing, I guess.
Yeah, I passed it
yeah.
to them.
Nice.
But that's just like a dumb thing I did once. I remember it being dramatic.
Uh-oh, I yawned. I guess we should wrap it up soon.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've told a lot of dumb stories about girls like on this podcast. I don't really think I have a lot of like cool, fun ones just available at the helm. Unless Evan can think of any, then I can't think of any.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not my responsibility.
Like, I feel like you've heard a lot of them. You are right.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I mean, I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Let them off the hook. Let yourself off the hook, Evan.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I do remember one time there was a girl who I thought was really cute for like maybe a semester in high school.
Afterwards, hard line, absolutely not.
Well, I would see her all the time throughout the day. Just like our schedule of classes had us pass each other in the hallway a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one time when she dropped her books, and I just like saw it and just kept walking because I was too scared to do anything. And I was like, after that, I was like, damn it, that was my chance, and that's it. And I just kind of like gave up on that.
You could have shown
hypothetical
you
relationship
could lift all
after
her
that.
Books with one hand. Yeah,
could have.
So good. That would have been such a
like,
strong guy.
Kept
move.
Walking.
Spun
and
him
I was
on your
like,
finger.
I was the kid who always had my books in my backpack, so I had two free hands.
Damn.
They're just in my pockets.
I always wore a backpack, and I started always wearing a coat too, because I'd
stay warm.
One thing just to stay warm, because like the. There's nothing more shitty when you're just like, I'm cold and I can't do a fucking thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it was just, I forgot my locker combination.
So you didn't use your locker all year.
So I couldn't, so I didn't use my locker.
Oh my God. Oh, but I had a similar thing where my locker was in a completely,
return my Latin book.
My locker was in a completely inaccessible part of the school.
Holy shit, like in the natatorium, the pool?
Yeah, I was in the pool.
What's your locker in the pool?
It's my
completely inaccessible.
At the bottom of
that's
the pool.
That's where they put the fucking freshman
they
lockers.
They poured cement over it. They built a new wing of the building.
Just to put my locker.
They sealed
every year the
freshmen
have to burrow underneath the pool to get to their locker.
And we did. We did. It was
God
hard.
Damn it, we did it.
Is that what you call swimming down, burrowing into a pool?
Burrowing. I guess I just have one little quick story. This is not a story. This is just a dream I had once when I was in first grade.
Wow.
Dream story. In first grade, I remember there was a pretty girl named Taylor.
And chasing some tail.
And I liked Taylor. Taylor always had a poncho on.
Hey, you hardly knew her.
Look, she was just like a really pretty little
poncho. But like, you hardly knew her.
It's pretty good.
It fucking rules. You're damn right, man.
Yeah. You're puncturing this already very flimsy story.
Puncture.
Yeah, that was a good plot hole.
But I hardly knew her.
That was a good plot hole you found.
But
you're
I thought she was really pretty, and when I remember having a dream when I was a very, very little boy. That
makes it sound weird.
Where we lived together in a teepee. And we were preparing of this. I only remember like a very small snippet of this dream, and it was us like by a teepee. And we were like little kids, but we were like in love, like in the grand sense. And like what in the background is the music from this one level of Donkey Kong. I was like, do da 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 do. While we're just like
Shire theme
with like it sounds kind of, but it was like it sounded like panpipes, and we're just like tending to this fire in this teepee, and that was and after that dream,
living off the land,
yeah, just doing that as first graders.
Maybe
and then after that, like I like did she like, must have like moved classes or like switched schools or something. And then I didn't think about her like ever.
What
again,
if, what
until
if
now.
You ever think she had the same dream?
What if she is like a little girl had that same weird dream and it's some other world
living in a teepee with you?
That would be remarkable.
Listeners, if you've ever had a dream where you're living in a teepee with me, do tell,
please.
Maybe if I could be any animal, I'd be a satyr like Pan.
I guess so.
nice. Dude, it looks good on you.
What size is that?
Extra large.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's really big. Look at this.
Wow, looks good.
You look cooler than usual with the big shirt.
Look how far down the I can pull the collar.
Damn. He's showing us how much of himself he can expose.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I just want to see it.
Can you do the thing where you crouch and stick your knees? Yeah, yeah.
You look like cool. You look like a cool kid.
Do you want me to put gym shorts on?
I want you to do the thing where you squat and put the shirt over your knees.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I want you to do that for us.
Johnny, how does that feel?
Good.
Nice.
You guys want to wrap this up?
Pranked you.
Take a pic for the Hula Garbage website.
All right, I'll take a pic. I'll use the camera app on my phone for all you tech heads out there.
Post it on Hula Garbage for sure.
What the hell does that mean? Oh right.
If you comment on this, put in quotes. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Did you
take it?
I took it. Johnny, that's one thing we established. If you say something on Facebook on the internet, put it in quotes because you're saying it.
Yeah.
Because it's a quote.
All right. Do we want to wrap this up?
Johnny doesn't want to.
We're like 2 hours in.
Yeah, we're going to hit that 2-hour mark pretty soon.
Yeah.
What'd you guys talk about?
A lot.
We had the fall matter.
We decided that this was going to be the funniest episode.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was pretty funny. I don't think it was the funniest.
What are you talking about, man?
I feel bad that I'm not in the funniest episode ever.
We talked about you a lot.
What'd you say?
We said this guy doesn't know his ass from his elbow.
What do you mean?
What'd you say?
For instance, when I told you to put the shirt over your
real quick, how was the game?
It was cool. Oh, did you see my seats?
Yes, they're really close.
I was
here, we'll do this like Bruce
right
and,
behind
Bruce and his friend, the guitarist.
The visitor hoop.
Oh, sounds alien.
And everyone sounds looked crazy. Really tall.
You saw there were visitors?
I bet they were tall.
The guy
so
was
7 scary.
7'3" on the Knicks. He's over a foot taller than me.
That's that Soderbergh show.
He was born in 1995. He's so young and so tall.
I hate that.
So young and so tall.
What's up, Evan?
What up, dude?
Did you use thunder sticks?
No.
Oh, piece of shit.
No.
Are you talking about these things?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like one side away from there, so I was like to the left of where they were doing that, which is actually a better place to see the game.
I guess because you're only supposed to do thunder
sticks. Hey, you want to see a peck? Want to see a pack?
When you're behind the basket, that's when you do thunder sticks, right? If you're on the side, you're just some weird child. Was Benny the Bull there? Did he do cool stuff?
He did really cool stuff. Okay, so this guy... this guy stacked chairs.
This man. Banging,
whoa.
That's not Benny the Bull. It's pretty
this
crazy.
Man.
It was an acrobat?
Then Benny the Bull did it, and he just grabbed like those like plastic chairs that stack on top of each other and just stacked five up on them. And it was only like this tall. I just sat in them. Let me show
that's
you how,
cute.
Let me show you how
cool it was, sounds very funny and harmless.
Well, I mean, let's wrap this up.
No.
All right.
I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, we don't have to listen to this.
And
Alliance.
That's where I was. That's where I was.
Yeah.